The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We got Josh Mitchell, our engineer tonight. We got Stacy Mitchell, our account executive, sales extraordinaire, next to me, sales manager, all those titles. Plenty of athletes to talk to and talk about. We got some women's D1 hockey, men's wrestling, and women's wrestling to get to. But the way we start these shows in the last few months or so is we get the sports information director, Mike Prang, on the program to talk about, you know, this week in Adrian College athletics. We're getting really into the semester here, Prang. Last week, a little bit shallow things to talk about. Now we are kind of into the thick of it.
Yeah. And guess what? We have class tomorrow, too.
You have class tomorrow?
All this cold and snow, we got class tomorrow.
Huh. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I remember going to class, and I had a professor that said, when we all got to the room, that, you know, professors can cancel class in college. So, you know, they're free to do that, whatever. Well, one professor said, we're going to have class. We're like, okay, that's fine. Like, five of us show up, and he says, this will be extra credit that you guys showed up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
End of the semester, we'll factor that in.
We get to the
end of the semester, he retracted it.
Oh, tough.
Tough. And the five of us were like, what do you mean? We needed that, but it all worked out. The weather is what it will be. We got conference play opening up for the men's wrestling team. They took on Alma at home. I know we kind of previewed that last week, and a nice win for the guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Alma's kind of been a bottom half of the team, or bottom half of the conference team, but, you know, it's you look at, when you play like Division I football, you kind of have your blowout game to start the year, and even though this is mid-season, like, it's a good way to start the conference year, and especially a tough conference, even though there's only five teams. Albion's a tough team, and Olivet's a tough team. So to get this under our belt, give a good confidence boost to the guys, and go into the MIAA season, like, this is great for us.
Yeah, you wouldn't say a must win, but it's you'd hate to lose.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it'd be kind of a surprise the way this program's going to drop a match like that. So it's nice to get that in the win column. And then they sent other wrestlers up to Alma on Sunday for some duels. I read about that too.
Yeah, it was definitely another good open tournament. You know, kind of like we talked last week, another kind of JV type thing. Get some guys some experience, get some matches in, and some stuff under their belt, and then we'll go in strong this week to host Trine on Thursday. So senior day.
Ooh, senior day. Put that on the calendar. Is that 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock Thursday night, Marinette Sport and Fitness Center.
All right. Were you there last week doing the stats, or did you have someone else there?
I was not.
Okay.
No.
I'll have to go if I got time. That atmosphere is just so cool.
Yep.
It really is.
We
spotlight.
Shut the lights off. Yeah. We got the spotlight. Great PA announcer. Walkout songs. You know, sparks flying as the guys come out.
Smoke machine.
And everything. And the next thing I know, Coach Schindel wants to elevate the mat. So if anyone wants to make a donation for a little stage for us, adrian.edu, give today.
There you go. Elevate. That'd be very cool. Switching sports, but keeping it in the same gym. Men's and women's basketball, they both played Hope. They both played Trine. The men went on the road. The women stayed at home. Took some losses, but when you look at kind of the teams in the conference, you kind of look at Hope and Trine, at least on the women's side.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the MIAA has really cracked more into basketball over the last few years and has had more teams ranked in the top 25, and it's been led by Hope, Trine, and Calvin. And, you know, start with the women's side. You know, Coach Miller has come in, and he's done a great job with the team. And, you know, these were games that, you know, a few years ago were even larger margins, and he's gotten it down where, you know, we were talking before the show started, we were tied at halftime with Trine. Like, that's awesome. Trine was a team we would lose to by large margins in the past, and it just shows that Adrian Bulldogs women's basketball is getting on the map, and it's getting better and better, and Coach Miller's doing a great job with the team. He's doing a great job recruiting and coaching and everything like that. And then, you know, on the men's side, Tim Kaiser the same exact way. We go on the road to Hope. Hope was a team that would beat us by large margins, mm-hmm. and we only lose by 10 on the road. So, I mean, it sucks right away to get the loss in the loss column. But on the other side of the coin, it just shows how much Adrian basketball on both the men's and the women's side has drastically improved.
Right, and if you're looking at, we'll start with the guys' side. You got those road trips out of the way.
Yeah.
They got to play at the Marilette later in the season.
Well, yeah, and you go back to 2020 when we made the NCAA tournament. We had kind of a similar schedule where we had all the big dogs on the road to start the year, and then we had them on the road late. We hit a hot streak, and who gets the automatic qualifier? Adrian College. First time ever, and so... You know,
hopefully that's
the same exact thing. And the second time through the round robin, we can get some good wins at home against these top teams.
Yeah. And then on the women's side, obviously, flip the schedule. They got to go to Hope and Trine later on in the season. Men's D1 hockey has split the series with a new opponent. You know, they're in the league, right? Hope?
Yeah.
In the league now. They're number 15 in the country. Suffered the first conference loss in the GL6.
Yeah. And Hope's a really good team. Hope won the ACHA Division III National Championship last year, and they made the jump up to Division I this year. So first year in the GL6, first year in ACHA Division I, and they're already ranked top 15. So we took care of them on Thursday night at home, had a nice little comeback. We were down 2-0 or 3-0, excuse me, and we scored 5 unanswered goals to win that game on Thursday, and then we go to their place and for another battle, and they beat us there. But yeah, like you said, our first conference loss of the year. Adrian College still sitting at the top of that conference standings and doing great things.
Was that the first GL6 loss?
Yes.
Didn't lose last year either, even through the conference
tournament. Yeah, we were undefeated last year.
Yeah, first ever league loss. So men's volleyball, they were out on the road in Boston, talked with our coach, and I don't know if we got a player on yet. But they went 0-3, some very good competition, as you would expect to kind of start the season.
Yeah, Coach Soto always likes to do a good trip with those guys. I mean, a couple years ago we went to Los Angeles. This year they go to Boston. But when they do that, he plays very tough competition to get these guys to learn from it, you know, like any sport ever. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from losing. And so Coach Soto's hitting that right off the bat right away. And they took a set each time. So, you know, against these good competition, they would lose 3-1. But getting that good set and keeping the other ones close is great. And, I mean, if you haven't looked at social media, they also got a little pep talk from Coach John Gruden before that. So that's great. If you haven't seen that, go to Adrian College Athletics on social media. But yeah, I mean, that's a good stepping stone for them going into the year. And yeah, 0-3 kind of sucks, but you know, it's they gained experience from this trip, and that's going to help them down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt. And I caught that social media buzz, and I tell the NCAA women and hockey players, like, hey, John Gruden, you know, bumped into the men's volleyball team. They go, who's John Gruden?
I figured that was the
like,
response.
Oh, man, I'm so old and you're not. Look him up. Just look him up. But, you know, so moving through, we got some nice wins. Speaking of the NCAA teams, the women and the men both sweep Lake Forest, ladies on the road right here on the Cave, and then the guys at home. Real nice for that guys' program to get back in the win column. It's been, what was it, maybe a calendar month, roughly, since they had a win. So that stuck with them for a while.
Yeah, I mean, these are our first wins of January. So, I mean, dropping 2 to Aurora, dropping 1 to Trine, and then USA in the exhibition. But getting back on track and putting the puck in the net has been great for them. And we got some help around the conference as well. So the men's team has a full 3-point lead in the NCHA standings, which we're on a 3-point system. A regulation wins 3 points. OT or shootout wins 2, OT shootout losses 1, and a regulation loss is 0. So we're in first with 22 points, and There's a three-way tie for second, Shrine, St. Norbert, and Aurora.
Jeez.
And it's because St. Norbert dropped a game, that which helped us. Marion beat Aurora in overtime, which helped us. So
didn't Marion jump up and beat Norbert, too?
Concordia, Wisconsin.
Concordia, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you never know. I mean, any given day.
Yeah, it's helped us. I mean, we still got some big dogs down the stretch playing St. Norbert for two on the road and a split home and home with Trine. So, I mean, there's still work to be done, but we're sitting in a good spot right now in first. And same on the women's side, too. Concordia, Wisconsin tied with St. Norbert, beat them in a shootout, and then they shut them out the next night. So that's helped us in the standings. And, women are in first, too, by a full 3 points. And but they still have both Concordia, Wisconsin to play on the road and then St. Norbert at home. So there's plenty of work to be done and a lot of season left. But the Bulldogs for NCAA hockey are doing pretty well.
Yeah, nice scheduling by yours truly and you, because we have on the Cave – Concordia for the women on the road, Norbert for the men on the road, and at Trine and the regular season. So
look at that. Just
it's like the way we drew it up. We're like the NFL, right?
Exactly.
Writing that script.
Exactly.
Right.
It's prime time game.
Absolutely. All right. One more team to highlight here. Women's D1. Nice win over Grand Valley State, 7-0.
Yeah.
Read all about that. That was nice. We'll hear more on that from a couple of the players, but nice to get a shutout win.
Yeah, exactly. At home and first win of the semester, too. I mean, well, first game back of the semester, and then to handle business 7-0 is great. And you guys will hear from Ashlyn and Tyler in a minute about that. But, yeah, you know, Adrian Athletics, as usual, thriving.
Find all about it, adrianbulldogs.com or the Adrian College Athletics app. Talk with Mike Prang here at Frickers and Adrian. He's going to give way to some student-athletes, as you mentioned, Ms. Turnbull and Stitt joining us in a moment, talking women's D1 hockey, men's wrestling, and women's wrestling to finish up the show. Stop on by Frickers in Adrian, a great place to hang out, and maybe you want to watch that national championship game. We got Indiana and Miami showdown here in a little bit, and that and so much more. Stacy and I had some pretzel bites, some fried veggies, and some chicken. It's all good here at Frickers in Adrian. You're listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, South Main Street in Adrian. It's warm. They have food, drinks. It's the place to be. Frickers in Adrian. It's now time to talk about the most recent team that Mike Prang and I talked about, the women's D1 hockey team at Adrian College. A 7-0 win over Grand Valley State. It's like they knew they were getting on the show, and they said, hey, let's get a nice win. 7-0. We have Tyler Turnbull and Ashlyn Stitt with me. Tyler, senior captain. Forward from Winnipeg, Manitoba. There's a lot to unpack there. First, what brought you to Adrian College? Have you been here all 4 years? What's your journey been?
Yeah, so I've been here all 4 years. I think what attracted me to Adrian College was the campus and then, of course, the hockey. Mm-hmm. So I came for the hockey, and I've been here ever since.
And obviously, in talking to some coaches, the recruiting, they go find you, right? Or do you put out tape? How does that work? Oh, I say tape. You guys don't even know what tape is. Put out video highlights.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you make little highlight reels of yourself. You can email coaches, send clips to coaches. In my case, I did not talk to Adrian before they reached out to me. So I had no idea where Adrian was. I'd never heard of it until the coach reached out to me.
Did you know you wanted to play college hockey?
I didn't, actually. I wanted to go to veterinary school, so I was more set on that. And kind of towards the end of my hockey career, I kind of had to make a decision between academics or hockey. I knew to get into vet school, I'd have to have pretty good grades, so I figured I should focus more on school and kind of let hockey go. But then this opportunity came up, so I wasn't really looking into going to college for hockey, but it came up and I went for it, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah, and then 4 years later, here you are. There's still plans to be a vet?
No, I did change that too. Okay. I decided not to go in that direction anymore.
There's still time. You could do work with animals.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. I'm looking into like a conservation and environmental science area. Yeah.
Well, very good. All right, Ashlyn, did you remember all those questions? So I don't have to ask you.
I think so.
All right. You are a senior. You're an assistant captain from Calgary, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
Those two places are nowhere near each other, right?
No.
Calgary and Winnipeg, no.
No, they're not. But we played on the same team in grade 10. So we knew each other before coming here. So it was kind of cool when I was getting scouted by Adrian. I asked Tyla about how everything was going, and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm also talking there. So we kind of made the decision together, and we ended up both coming here.
That's a nice story.
Yeah.
In learning about kind of the difference between the men's and the women's hockey, men go through juniors and then they could decide to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that up in Canada, or what's kind of the process?
In the provinces that we're from, it's not as much like that. I know in Ontario they do have like women's juniors that U22 ages, so they can play like higher level hockey and then go to college, or some of those girls are even in university at the same time while they're playing in those U22 programs. So it's kind of like extended AAA almost. In our provinces, at least, our juniors is like if you're kind of like not at the college level. Like,
if you're done playing really high level, yeah, you kind of can go there.
Yeah.
If you're still in school and you want to play at a still good level, okay, you can go there. But I think the most opportunities for us come from going to university and finding those places you want to
sure
play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. You're both forwards. You're on the ice together a lot, I would hope and assume, or are you guys split lines?
We're on different lines.
Okay.
But we still, like, power play, we're out there together. So, yeah, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay. And you've had a couple different coaches in your time at AC.
Yeah.
If you could just, you know, touch on the coaching staff, we'll go Ashlyn first.
I think, so initially coming in, we were scouted by a different coach than we had. She seemed good. We both decided to go there after talking to her. And then we found out that summer that she was actually going to be leaving. And there was kind of a little scare for us for a bit because we didn't really know who our coach was going to be. So initially we had an assistant coach coming in. And it wasn't until probably a week before we got here we figured out who our head coach was going to be. And ultimately, they ended up being great. We won the national championship with them, which was awesome. And then they both got separate opportunities, so they left. And then we have some new coaches in now that are good. So
you've had two sets of coaches officially coach you.
Yes.
And then the one that initially, I don't know why I'm blanking on her name.
Hannah Griffin.
It was Hannah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ears start to flow together,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that been like, Tyler, for you to have two different sets of coaches on the bench? But they kind of have to recruit you, and in a sense, you kind of have to buy into what they're doing, too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely been a challenge. It's kind of something that you hear about with programs, and you kind of hope that it doesn't happen to you with coaches switching up and everything. But, yeah, I would say it's just been a challenge, but you adjust to it, you get used to it. Everyone has a different coaching style and different way of doing things, so it's just an adjustment to make, and at the end of the day, you're the one going on the ice and making a difference out there, so.
Well said. It's just hockey.
Yeah.
In the end, you put the puck in the net, and
yeah,
you stop people from putting it in your own,
yeah,
right? So this year, the team on a good pace, 15-8-2 on the year, 8-1 in conference play. That tells me you all scheduled a quite difficult non-conference schedule. Ashlyn, you're kind of nodding your head to that,
yeah,
question.
I think starting off, we had kind of some hard games to start the year off. And I think getting used to the new team, we have a very young team. So kind of coming in, those games were a little bit tricky. We were trying to figure out everything. But I think now we've gotten a good flow, and the games are starting to pick up from here. So,
good. Do you agree?
Yeah.
You just do a head nod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Rough little start, but you figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is kind of when you want to peak in a season, right? Middle January,
yeah,
second semester.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the game Saturday, I've talked about it two or three times. 7-0. I don't want to say it's rare in a hockey game, but when you get to school with familiarity, I think that we have with Grand Valley, that's quite an impressive win. What would you say about your team's recent performance? It was the first game of the semester, right?
Yeah. So we had one exhibition game the day before, just against like a Canadian younger team, and then we played Grand Valley, beat them 7-0. That was nice. We've always had a good little, like, I wouldn't say it's a rivalry, but it's always fun games to play against them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about 2 years ago. We had a really close game with them, and they ended up beating us 1-0. So that was kind of a heartbreaker, not a good game. So ever since then, I feel like we've always had kind of like this revenge.
Yeah.
revenge for them
that
when we play them.
That explains the 7-0.
Yeah.
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 It makes sense. Ashlyn, I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question.
Okay.
I worked a public address game first semester.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it was your team. There was an actual fight on the ice.
There was.
Has that ever happened, you know, in your career, to like an actual drop the gloves fight? I mean, that was it. I'll say shocking to me, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, personally,
where were you when that happened? Tell me all about it.
Personally, I was on the ice for that.
Nice.
That was my line. I think heat of the moment that game. I think they just kept taking cheap shots. And I think we finally had enough. It was a pretty quick fight. I don't know if you watched it.
I was ice level. I saw it. Yeah.
I announced
the penalties when they were done. Yeah.
So it was pretty. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I can honestly say I think I haven't seen a fight since I was little, and it was quite different than when I was little. So I think nobody was dirty, which was nice. Like, there was no cheap shots after that fight.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of, after that, the game went smoothly. So it was good.
So, too, you both have letters on your sweaters. So, you know, it's about backing up your teammates and situations like that.
Yeah.
So if you were on the ice, that means you were not on the ice.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
Did you want to be on the ice?
I was on the bench. Honestly, it was pretty entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
And I also couldn't believe it. I've seen lots of like little fights in women's hockey, and growing up for sure, but never one to that extent. Pulling people down by their hair, like someone flipped someone else. Like, it was.
Oh, somebody tried to break my spine.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, we don't usually, like, condone fighting on our team. Like, we're usually pretty beat 'em with your skill kind of a team.
Yeah.
But at that point, it was more about backing up our teammates, and they were trying to take us out. So I think that was more of, like, a supporting our girls kind of a thing.
Yeah, entertaining.
Yeah.
from a fan perspective, talking women's D1 hockey with Tyler Turnbull and Ashlyn Stitt. All right, enough about that fun thing that happened in November, I feel like it was. Tyler, you lead the team with 26 points, 9 goals, 17 assists. It's a real good percentage. I know people want to score the goals, but you can't get the G's without the A's, right? So would you say you're more of a passer or a scorer?
I'd say I'm more of a passer. I definitely have always been more of a playmaker than like a goal scorer. I'm definitely a passer.
Is there someone you model your game after that you tried to?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't
think
so.
I think Ashlyn has an answer for you.
No. Oh, for her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough.
Do you?
Is it like Adam Lowry?
Yeah.
Lowry kind
of. I was going to say it had to be a Canadian team, right?
A Jets player.
Yeah. All right.
I would say like Kyle Connor, but he's more of a goal scorer than a passer.
Yeah.
Well, you got some goals, too, to go with those. Stitt, you got 14 points on the year, balanced, 7 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you model your game after? And if you don't answer quick enough, your teammate can answer for you.
You know what? This is going to be a really controversial answer.
Okay.
I'm going to say Brad Marchand.
I knew you were going to say
because he's annoying. And I think out on the ice, I want people to be annoyed by, like, how hard I come at them. Maybe not the face licking like him.
Okay.
But
I was going to say
annoying
that.
In the
or
way
just
that
the
I
big
play.
Beak or something. Yeah. You said that, and I, like, lean to the side. I go, she doesn't have a big nose.
Yeah.
Those are good. She had a really prompt answer. So now you got a new nickname on the ice. All right. Let's see. Going forward, you're 7th nationally in the polls. That is what it is. That's for me to talk about, and you guys don't really care about that stuff. But you do play U of M Dearborn Saturday at home. Is that going to be a home-and-home series? Are you going there Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
That could create some seeding opportunities in the conference tournament, right?
I think so,
is that
yeah.
how it goes?
Yeah.
It's nice to get a game against another top 10 team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
For sure. We always have good games against them, too, so it'll be a good weekend.
Yeah.
All right, Saturday night at home. I don't have the time printed.
I believe 6 p.m.
6 o'clock. All right, get there early, guys. Get there early to the Arrington. Saturday night, Bulldogs taking on the Wolverines of U of M Dearborn. I've been talking with Tyler Turnbull and Ashlyn Stitt from the women's D1 hockey team at Adrian College. Thank you, ladies, so much. Congrats so far, and let's look to keep things going.
Thank you.
Welcome once again, Bulldog Hockey, right here on the Cave. It's the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street. It's the place to be. Unless you're sitting right where Stacy and I are, then you need to wear your jacket. But everywhere else, it's warm, right by the window. Everywhere else, it's warm. You're all good to go, so stop on out. Hey, if you're looking for a job, some part-time hours, I think they're just always hiring. So stop on by Frickers in Adrian. We're going to step aside and talk some men's wrestling. Adrian Rosas joins us in just a little bit. This is the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
We are back on the AC All Access Show. I know you never left. We got Josh Mitchell running things, our engineer in our downtown Adrian studios tonight. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Talking Bulldog Athletics today. Big thanks to Tyler Turnbull and Ashlyn Stitt with the women's D1 hockey team. Coming up in a little bit, we'll have Carly Zerneski with the women's wrestling team. But right now, well, it's a lot of seniors today. We have two senior hockey players. We got a grad student coming up. And our Bulldog on the air right now is with the men's wrestling team, a senior from Southgate, Michigan, in the 125-pound weight class. I'm jealous. It's Adrian Rosas joining me. Adrian, thanks for getting on the show.
Of course.
All of our listeners at once are saying, how do you weigh 125 pounds? How do you get into that weight class? But we'll get to that in a second. But you've had an incredible season thus far, and it's certainly been building right for you to finally, you know, kind of hit this spot in your college career. Could you tell me about your journey at Adrian College, maybe how you got here. Did you come here as a freshman? Did you transfer in? Talk about that for a second.
Actually, no. My first 2 years, I actually lived out in Waverly, Iowa, another Division III school called Warburg Knights. But throughout my years there, I kind of like missed home a little bit, wanted to get pretty much just closer to home, miss family, missing out on a lot of things. And, you know, once I entered the portal, Chandel, you know, hit me up right away. I was like, you know, Adrian goes to Adrian. It'd be kind of cool. He welcomed me with, like, open arms.
I'm glad that was part of your recruiting. Yeah. The name kind of fits.
Yeah, everybody. As soon as I transferred over, everybody was like, oh, you came to Adrian because your name's Adrian. I was like, sure. But, nah, I came here. Chandel made it feel like a home. Like, you know, being 9.5 hours away from, like, everything, you know, made me feel good, like, living by myself for a little bit. But then, like, you kind of start to, like, see things. You're kind of, like, growing up a little bit. And, like, those years kind of, like, I won't get those years back. But, like, as a man, I feel like it kind of helped me develop over time. And then finally coming back to the old Mitten, it felt good.
Yeah. Sometimes you need some time away.
Yeah.
Right? Before you went out to Iowa, was Adrian kind of on your radar? Was wrestling always going to be a part of your college career?
Actually, no. Okay. I started wrestling pretty late. I was a freshman when I started wrestling. So
freshman
in high school.
In high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's late for a lot of wrestlers, you know.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I picked it up pretty well. My mom was like, kind of like, hey, you got to pick a sport and stick with it all 4 years. Unfortunately, I wanted to do bowling, but that was not in our playing cards. So she said, you know what, pick a sport. And I was like, all right, well, I was 95 pounds as a freshman. So started wrestling, stuck with it then. I didn't really want to go to like college for wrestling. I was actually ready to go to CMU and just kind of just go to school there.
Sure.
But my coaches were like, yo, like, look at your options, see what you got. And long and behold, I got a phone call from a coach out in Iowa and took a little trip, fell in love with it, and then now I'm still wrestling.
And now you're back here. So
yeah.
This is your second year with the Bulldogs.
Yep.
What did you decide to study? What are you studying?
Exercise science with a minor in high-performance coaching.
Okay. Kind of tracks. Kind of makes sense. Is that what you were doing out in Iowa somewhat?
So yeah, primarily just coaching out there.
Okay. Oh, very good. This season, there's a lot more to do.
Yeah.
But right now, you're number 12 in the country in the 125-pound weight class, number 3 in the region. Those numbers are quite impressive and important when you look at postseason aspirations for you. What's your approach been this year, Adrian, to kind of put it all together, so to speak?
Mainly just, you know, scoring the next point. Just, like, it's all about, like, no matter if I'm up, no matter if I'm down, just always looking to score the next points. Trying to keep my wrestling, you know, like, I don't really like to be laid back when I wrestle. I like to go after it, you know, kind of give the people, like, a show.
Okay.
I don't like to be a boring wrestler. So I'm a lighter guy, so like, a lot more things happen when you're out there. And honestly, just having fun with it. A lot of people like to overcomplicate it. It's just, I think it's just like a game. Go out there, have fun, see what you can do. Let it fly a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. It's good mindset. When you're in a match, and I'm sure Coach Chandel has different styles for different guys, does he kind of just let you do your thing, or is Coach Bill in your ear a little bit?
We kind of co-in-hand one another. It's like I'll look over if I'm like kind of like, oh, okay, like what should I do here type of situation. But most of the time he'll let me like kind of take the boat, steer it a little bit. But like, you know, when I'm looking over, he knows that I'm looking like, you know, like how should we approach this next 2 minutes, next 30 seconds. But other than that, you know, he kind of just like sits back, kind of lets me do my thing.
Let's the practice and training take over.
Yeah.
Right. This wrestling program has been built into not only a regional power, but a team that's getting national attention. So that brings in a lot of interest and a lot of more recruits into the program, which just makes you stronger. Not, I mean, maybe pun intended, maybe not, but your weight class, I'm sure, is competitive within the school. Like, you got to fight to keep your spot, so to speak.
Yeah. 100%.
Could you expand on that a little bit? Like, practices, I'm sure, are ultra-competitive.
Yeah, like, last year when I first came in, one of my old teammates, I wrestled him back in high school, and I didn't even realize that I wrestled him in high school till I transferred over. So, like, that already was pretty competitive. And, you know, it's like, everyone wants to be that starting guy. Everybody wants to be that guy. And, like, sometimes, like, you realize, like, dang, do I either go up a weight class or do I stay the same weight class? Like, a lot of people will, like, figure that out. Like, I feel like you'll realize that the longer you go into like school and like college as an athlete. Like at one time in my life, I thought I was gonna be like a 133 pounder, but I was like in the awkward phase of like, am I too big or am I too little to be 133?
That's very interesting. And when I talked with wrestlers and coaches, obviously it's technique, skill, strength, but it's weight. It's like, you know, cutting weight, doing it the safe way. What am I comfortable wrestling at? What is maybe the team need? Like if they need you to go up to 133 or whatever the next weight class is, how do you, maybe this is the wrong phrase, but I'll say it anyway, kind of keep your weight where you want it to be during the season, and how do I get to be 125 pounds?
I'm not naturally 125 pounds by far. Like over the last summer, past two summers, I've kind of been walking around like 155, 160. I've almost touched, but you know, like as like that preseason, like you know, we're doing like Hell Week and stuff. We're getting our weight down a lot. We're doing 2 days, and like just now we started doing 2 days again.
Okay.
Like you know, you get that early workout in the morning, and then you're working out again at practice. So like you know, 2 days really help a lot. But mainly, it's like, I like to pretty much like eat as healthy as I can throughout the week. A lot of water. Stay away from the sodium. Stay away from like the late night snacking. I would say kind of gets me the worst because I'm a big sweets guy. I'm a big
So late that's night kinda, sweets are hard to. That's a deadly combination.
Yeah, those definitely get it. But mainly just staying, you know, like nose down and just like you know, here's what I'm going by every day. Every day of the week. It's kind of like a lot of the same stuff. But like if you stick with it, you'll see your weight come down. You'll feel good. It's all about like feeling good at practice and at comp day.
And if you're a wrestler, to do it healthy.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? I mean, you mentioned, I guess your walk around weight, so to speak, would you say is closer to?
Yeah.
Not 125.
Not at all.
But in season.
In season, I'm about like maybe 8 pounds over, 10 pounds over. I don't like to be anything more than 10.
Right.
But. You know, 2 days help a lot, and especially nutrition. I feel like nutrition is the biggest aspect that people overlook. They're like, oh, I have to starve myself with this and that. Like, no. Like, you can, like, it's a lot of the same meals, chicken, rice, a lot of water every day of the week.
Eat the right stuff. Drink the right stuff.
Yeah.
Everything we don't want to hear as people, like, well, you get results.
Yeah.
And they certainly have come out on the mat. The Bulldog team in general, Adrian, is 3-2, 1-0 in conference. That's the important one. You've scheduled some crazy competition this season, but it's about winning that MIAA and getting into the regional play and nationals and stuff like that. You're at home. Was it last week you wrestled Alma?
Yep.
That's just, I'm going to go this year. I've told myself. I went last year for one match or part of a match, and I was blown away by the game night, the match day experience at the Marilat. I've seen it plenty for basketball, but when it's wrestling, it's different. Could you talk to me about wrestling in the Marilat under the spotlight?
Yeah, honestly, it's like a whole new experience for me as well. Like being under a spotlight, having like all that like the commotion of people in the stands, like the smoke machine, the strobe lights. It's really like breathtaking. You really got to just take it all in and kind of soak it in, but not too much like let it affect you to where you're out there and like you're kind of getting rattled on the mat. But honestly, like, bro, like, I get to do this. It's like, wow, this is sick.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah.
If you sit back and really, you know, take it in like that. Your second go-around in the MIAA, did you wrestle at this weight last year? And do you think you'll see the same wrestlers again this year in the conference?
Yeah, I wrestled 125 last year. Shindel bumped me up to 133 a couple times, you know, had to do my fair job there. Got the job done. I wrestled actually the Alma kid last year, and the score was pretty close. I think I barely beat him like by 2 points last year, and then this year, you know, like kind of separated myself and you know made it a point out there that like there is levels to this, and I know where I need to be, and I know where I am. So just kind of believing in my training and like really believing myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. With looking at other things, fourth in the region last year, just missed out. Going to the national championships, is that part of your goal for the year? Is to make nationals and maybe looking at maybe all American? You're right in the mix there.
Yeah, no, 100%. Ever since I kind of like really fell in love with like college wrestling, like my sophomore year, like ever since then I really believe that I'm actually like one of the top 125 punters in the country. That's what I tell myself every time I go out there and wrestle. Like, I'm the guy at 125. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, rankings are just like another thing to me. That guy, ranking or not, you know, respect him. We all bleed the same, but still, like, falling short last year definitely, like, hurt me a little bit. But, like, you know, it kind of puts a little chip on my shoulder coming into this year with, like, a little fire. And I definitely think that, like, I will end up on that podium come March.
I mean, you talk about winning. You have a dazzling record. You're 14-0 this year. You don't need to comment on that. I'm just reading it. It's a stat, and it's a thing.
Yeah.
You've done an excellent job this season. But senior night is coming up Thursday at Trine, 7 p.m. That place will be rocking, I'm sure. Does this hit a little different now that, you know, you're finally a senior?
Honestly, no. I feel like, you know, like, once it, like, some people look at it like, man, this is, like, the last time I ever get to do this. But it's, like, you know, I've done it for so long. I love it. But same thing forward, like, you know, say goodbye, say what's up to everybody, say what's up to my parents. You know, they've got me this far, but still, I got a match to do. I got a match to wrestle that day.
Right. Do they do the senior night stuff before, or do they wait till after?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. It's kind of, like, a little different since, like, especially, like, I'll be the first weight class up, so, like, I can't, like, get too much in, like, the moment of, like, oh, man, I'm a senior, this is my last time. But, like, kind of be chimed in, and it's like, okay, I'm up now. Like, now I need to go wrestle.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All the hugs and handshakes are done, and
yeah.
And now go get to work. Well, Adrian, a lot of things have gone your way this year, hoping a lot more do.
Yep.
And best of luck, not only Thursday, but the rest of the way.
I appreciate that.
And once again, that was Adrian Rosas with the men's wrestling team at Adrian College. We are going to take another break. We are closer to the end than the beginning of the AC All Access show. We have another wrestler joining us on the women's side, another senior. This is a graduate student from Lansing, Michigan. We'll tell you all about her coming up next on the AC All Access show, live from Frickers and Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day.
Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell in our downtown studios, talking Adrian College Athletics here at Frickers. And Adrian, it's the place to be Monday night and every night. I'm going to read you the weekday specials off my brain. Got boneless wings on Monday, bone-in wings Tuesday, sirloin steak Wednesday, chicken chunks on Thursday. Nothing on Friday. You got happy hour 3 to 6, 9 to close. Lunch specials 11 till 2. That's open till 2. I've been here a few times. I'm not ashamed. But I tell you what, people that are probably not here too often, no offense, are wrestlers in season. Maybe athletes too in season. We're talking some women's wrestling with a grad student from Lansing, Michigan, Carly Chernesky. Carly, thanks for doing the show again, as I've learned. You're a veteran of the show.
Yeah.
Grad student, have to ask, what did you study and what are you going to get your graduate degree in?
I studied criminal justice, and I'm also doing my master's in criminal justice as well. So.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Do you know, I guess I don't know what the timeline is. What's the next step?
The next step, I graduate in May, and then I'm hoping to do some probation or parole. I would typically hope to work with juveniles to start off, and then I'm hoping to go into the Air Force after that and continue. So.
Wow. You have your plan. I'll figure it out. Did you know that coming in to school?
A little bit. It's definitely changed. I definitely wanted to go to law school to start off, and then it's kind of changed with progressing through school. So it's just a learning process, really.
Well, and on top of that, wrestling. Tell me a little bit about what got you to Adrian College and maybe background with you on the mat.
Well, I started wrestling when I was 3, so it's been a really big part of my life. When I started, I really was like one of the first females, so I had a really good relationship with Cliff when I was younger, and he brought me to the school. I fell in love with the campus when I came and just the atmosphere here, so that really is what pushed me to come here.
A lot happened between your 3 and Adrian College.
Yeah.
Is there some high school stuff in the mix? Did you have family members that wrestled or wrestle?
Yeah, actually, all of my brothers wrestled.
That's why you wrestled.
Yeah.
You had to.
Yes, I definitely did. So, and my dad was a big advocate for it, so that's been just a major driving point for me.
Were you able to do some wrestling in high school?
Yes, I was. I wrestled on the boys' team in high school. I was able to finish strong. I've definitely had a lot of medical setbacks throughout the years, but I was able to finish my season at Grand Ledge High School with a strong standing.
Well, this season, we'll skip all the way to this season.
Yeah.
We're going to skip 4 years, but here's year 5. 23-4 on the season. Undefeated at NWCA Duels, toughest duels tournament in the nation. Could you tell me about that experience first, and then we'll talk about the whole season?
Yeah, it was. I'm definitely grateful. It was like a bittersweet feeling knowing that that was like my last national duels with Adrian College, but obviously there's always a new chapter ahead, but I'm grateful for the memories and just being able to be a part of that team experience again, being able to have my team support me and being able to sit on the sideline and support the new team coming in and seeing how they're going to be like moving forward. So that's been absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, well said. And the season for women's wrestling, I know the MIAA doesn't have, you know, teams to form a full conference. What's the schedule kind of been made up for you and the Bulldogs?
It's been actually, well, the second season kind of picks up and it's a little more fast-paced than the first half of the season. So moving forward, like this whole month, we actually have like a tournament every single weekend. And then regionals is in at the about the end of February, and then we'll go to nationals moving forward. So it's just really fast-paced from now until then. So it's definitely great. Getting a lot of practice in and a lot of tournaments to prepare you for that.
Variety of different teams, I'm sure. Right?
Yes. The dynamic has been cool. That's why it's nice to go to national duels. And then we actually just went and competed in Canada over the weekend. So that's a different look and feel for different body types as well.
Carly, for postseason play, is there a regional? Do you just go straight to nationals? Do you know? Obviously, you're a lawyer. You're going to be. So you know. Tell us about a certain kind of postseason you could have.
Yes, you'll go to regionals, and then making it past regionals, it's top three. You place top three, you go to nationals, and then there's obviously like world team trials and stuff after that. You can go to tournaments for, which I plan to participate in. And then for me, I don't just have like just the in-school season. I do wrestling year-round, so for me it's a little bit different. I'm always constantly training and just learning and growing and looking to compete in whatever tournament that I can.
All right, being a grad student, we're talking about all these. Is there a future then for you in wrestling? It sounds like you really want to keep doing this. It's always been a part of your life.
Yes, it has. I think wrestling, regardless of competing or not competing, which I definitely will be competing after even grad school, will always be a part of my life, whether coaching or competing in general. So that's that for me. It's okay. Just always going to be something for me.
You've planned everything else out, so do you know what the wrestling plan might be, or you're just going to wait and
well,
see?
Obviously, the ultimate goal is to go to the Olympics one day. That's everybody's goal, and I'm hoping that, you know, with the drive and determination, and you can do anything you put your mind to, so I'm hoping to get there.
That's a lofty goal.
Yes,
I like
it is.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
And the team, Carly, this year is doing pretty well.
Yeah.
You being one of the grad senior leaders, I'm going to assume they have a nickname for you, because they usually do with fifth years. What's the makeup of the team? Is it still a younger squad, or you got some more vets?
This year, it's more of a younger squad. There's only a few returning wrestlers, but I think the atmosphere this year is definitely a lot more positive, and it's just great to see. I love it. So,
can you... Oh, man.
There's a lot to say.
I know. You're coaching. Is it Amber? Is that her name? I'm close.
Autumn. You're close.
That
you're
was close.
Close. Almost hit it on the bat, but
almost.
Autumn.
Do you practice with her? Are you one of the wrestlers that she'll tell me, oh, yeah, I'll go out and wrestle with some of them?
She'll run wrestling with anybody she's willing to work with and help anybody. It doesn't matter how big or how small. So if you just ask her, she's always willing to help. So it really doesn't matter.
It's nice to have a coach like that.
Yes, right? It is.
All right, your next event, Indiana Tech, January 23rd, 24th. But your next home event is on February 3rd, senior night against Albion. Now, did you do your senior night stuff last year, or did you save it for this year?
Actually, I did not get to do my senior night last year. I am coming off a surgery, so I kind of took like a red shirt year for that. So this will be my first senior night, and I'm very excited for that.
That'll be great. Get the whole fam to come over.
Yes, yep.
Well, very nice. Well, Carly, nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Again, I was told you did this show a while ago. We'll have to look through the archives. But nice talking with you. Congratulations on your success this season and continued success and for the Bulldog Women's Wrestling Team.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Carly Chernesky with the Women's Wrestling Team at Adrian College. They are home February 3rd. Senior night, the Bulldogs will take on Albion College. We are out for today. I'd like to thank everyone here at Frickers for helping us out as they do every Monday night, especially Stacy Mitchell, whatever title she wants to have right now. For this thank you, she is my dinner provider and someone who we bounce work ideas off each other. She says sugar mama. Whatever. We got Josh Mitchell running things in our studio. The engineer, we have Anna with ACTV. You can see all the social media as well out there. Big thanks to Tyler, Ashlyn, Adrian, and Carly, and Mike Prang for talking with me today. Till next week, this has been the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.